eyesight gets bad, that's all the further I'll be able to see Brother Joe. Be looking right at her, like, oh man, better be good. We don't come to preach at anybody, but to preach to help people. But we do have some things here that would help anybody that was to move or to leave. Proverbs chapter number 3. It's reminders. My son, forget not my law, verse 1 says, but let thine heart keep my commandments. We're a country that won't keep our constitution. This won't keep it. Got a good one. It works. But we don't keep it. Got a great Bible. It works. But we keep it. Hearts are a mess. Got to have the Bible in there to help it out. Got to keep it. Got to hang on to it. Forget not. Oh, they take it away. Forget not, right? We put it in. It's not somebody's going to come and say, take my Bible away. No, don't forget it. Forget not. We learn it. We get it. Let's not forget that. Verse 2, some of the benefits for length of days, long life. Ephesians talks about that. We obey our parents. Bible says, peace shall they add to thee by remembering these things. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Be merciful. Look for the truth. Go somewhere and you don't find it, go to the next place. Look for the truth. Look for it. Want it. Desire to have it. And it says here in verse 3, bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. In other words, you want to keep them very, very, very close. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. And as you follow God close, you will find favor with men. They may not come out and say, well, we love God. They'll say, well, we did something about you. We like that. And I'd rather be right on with God and have it right with God. I'm not looking to make it right with men first and hope God understands. The other way around. God, what would you have for us? And hope that man could see it. And then verse 5 tonight, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The word trust here, to place confidence in the Lord. Confidence that he can find a house in Arizona. I've flown over Phoenix a few times. There's all these blue dots next to the houses. Never could figure out what that was for, but all these little blue dots down there. One of the kids, what do you think all those blue dots are? Oh, they all know. They're pools, Dad. Yeah, move on, right? That's swimming pools, right? Full of dead tarantulas and scorpions and everything else. But they're there, right? And somewhere, there's Brother Colby and Miss Cammie's house. Somewhere down there. It's down there. If I were like, where is it, Lord? He already knows. So we just got to wait and see which one it's going to be. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That's different than hoping in the Lord. Right? We trust the Lord. Lord, you already know. You know all the where the trees or the studs are cut out of all. You know all that stuff. Right? Help us to find it. Help us to know. Bible says, lean not unto thine own understanding. Right? Get depressed. Get downhearted. Well, sure you would. It's deceitful above all things. I'm here to help me. No, it's not. You destroy yourself, right? You listen to your own heart. Discourage yourself. We need to encourage ourselves. We need to trust in the Lord. Verse 6, the Bible says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Sometimes I think when we think, oh, acknowledge God, it's like a teenager acknowledging their parents in public if any of their other friends were present, right? All the parents are like, yeah, we can know what that kind of acknowledgement is. That it's like, oh, aren't you, isn't your dad here? No, that's your mom over there. I don't know her, right? Or you barely get acknowledged, right? I know that you exist. But this word here is acknowledged. Like, this word means to own. Means to own. You own it. In all thy ways, own him. That's different than just, oh, I acknowledge that you got to say thank you for something, and you're acknowledging people, and you forget somebody. But God is saying, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. In all the ways that you go, I'm going to own him. His ways are my ways. Where he is, I am, because he's mine. And I'm gonna own that. I'm gonna trust in Him. I'm going to acknowledge Him. The Bible says, He shall. Not maybe. He shall direct thy paths. The Bible says they're already made out for us. The Bible tells us in 4 of Proverbs, to ponder the path of our feet. And the Bible says, let all our ways be established. He's already laid it out. We just got to find the way to walk therein. Right? We just got to do that. And praise God for the Holy Ghost that helps us to find the way. Be not wise in thine own eyes. See, when it comes back to us, he's saying, boy, don't trust in yourself. Don't lean on your understanding and the things that you know. Do not be wise in your own eyes. The Bible says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We talked about health tonight a little bit in our prayer requests. Be blessed when you follow the Lord. Our last verse tonight will be done. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. Verse 5 says to trust Him. Verse 6 says to acknowledge Him as to own Him. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Young people, you're all going to go through the same thing your parents probably went through, except for the real exceptional ones that tithed from day one, you know, from the first nickel on. Brother Joe, for me, as I got my first real job, and I said, Lord, if I get this job, I promise, right? Because when you don't have a job, you think what? Well, how can I tithe? I don't have any money. That's how you think. I mean, it's so simple. And you think, oh, this is how I have nothing. If I have nothing to give, I can't give anything. Lord, but if I have a job. Well, the Bible says all your increase doesn't say if it's a new job or not. But that's where I started to learn and built on that. And I'll tell you what, been blessed because of that. Just been blessed. There never a year go by and you look back and say, man, I just wish I wouldn't have given as much to the Lord. Nope, it's always the other way. So you have to honor the Lord. Honor yourself. Honor the Lord. He'll take care of you. He'll meet your needs. So as we go tonight, and as Colby and Cammie, as you guys go, you got to find that group, right? You're not going to find this church down there. And different people, different place, different sets of whatever. But what you will find, I believe, as I've gone places and found, you'll find people like the Frasers, kind of like them, right? You'll say, those are like the Frasers. Love that, right? They'll be the Wilsons or they'll be the who's ever, right? And you'll find people like Pastor Mestieta. You'll find them. Be different a little bit. Maybe they're instead of from Indiana and Colorado, it's from, you know, Illinois and Kansas or something. I don't know. But sweet couple. And those are the people you want to, right? We start looking at people our own age and I'm just like, oh, my soul. That's a mess. We got to go down the road a little ways and find some people that know some things, right? But just look for those people. Look for them. Find them. I know those are the people I miss the most when I move places and go. I'm just like, oh, my soul. Me and my wife, they will sit in there. Like, oh, man. Don't you miss those people? They're such good people. Over the years, just faith. And the reason is they're faithful. They're faithful. And they're just faithful. And as you go, they're saying, oh, look at this cute couple in the Air Force. They're just like that other couple that just left, you know, and the little church would be like ours, right? We bring them in and we kick them out, right? In and out. We got the door for everybody else, and then we got the little military door over here, you know. And you come in, and about 3 years, you're going to turn around and go out, right? And they're going to look for that. And I just encourage you to find that place. Ones that want to help you grow. Ones that want to, and you'll know that the people that care for you, hunt for that in those people and look for them. It's an exciting time. And I look forward to the fellowship tonight. It's driving through Canada is going to be exciting. It's going to be wonderful. Even if it's cold out, take some pictures. It's going to be really cold. You may see a Yeti. You just may see a Yeti. But who will pray for Colby and Cammie as they travel down? Amen. Yes, let's pray for them. And Pastor Roach, it's a blessing having you, Miss Betty, with us tonight. Would you pray, sir, and ask the Lord to bless the fellowship and the food, and we'll dismiss from here to go downstairs tonight.